Hello there. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent of Deer Valley Unified School District. Welcome to the Soup Scoop, a new podcast that takes you behind the scenes of DVUSD. You've experienced DVUSD as a parent or a student or a staff member or maybe even a community member with one of our schools in your neighborhood. The Soup Scoop brings you inside the district as you will meet the people and the programs that keep the district moving forward every day, all year long. On this episode, we're going to show you how the wheels on the bus go round and round. Yep, we're stopping by the DVUSD Transportation Department to see what it takes to not just become a bus driver for DVUSD, but also what it takes to become the best bus driver in the state of Arizona. That's all coming up in just 30 seconds on the Soup Scoop.
Deer Valley Unified School District is hiring. Join one of the top mid-size employers in Arizona and America as determined by Forbes magazine. DVUSD offers competitive salaries as well as the best comprehensive benefits package among our peer districts. We have part-time and full-time positions in the classroom, on the school campus, or in district headquarters. Discover how you can be part of the DVUSD family by visiting careers.dvusd.org.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop. I'm Dr. Curtis Finch, Superintendent for DVUSD. My mother drove a bus for 20 years in Alaska, so I know a little bit about this topic. Now, I saved you a trip to the DVUSD Transportation Department on North 51st Avenue in Glendale, but you can stop by and get a tour of that department, and that's especially true if you want to know more about becoming a bus driver in DVUSD. There are many extraordinary parts to DVUSD, and our transportation department is definitely one of them. Not only because they take great care and pride in bringing students to and from school and other events, but also because compared to other school districts, they offer some of the best pay and benefits available. But don't take my word for it. Let's hear from the Director of Transportation, Nick Franklin, who's been doing this for more than 30 years.
I have been in the school bus market since 1989. So I've been doing it for a couple days. I have been corporate trainer. I've been owners of some of the big businesses around town. So I've been in the business for quite a few years. Today we actually have a few positions. We're offering some positions for bus drivers. We've recently got some new pay ranges for the bus drivers. They start at $18.89 an hour. They have 24 paid days off, which is amazing compared to some of the other districts. They don't seem to offer as many paid days off, so that's definitely a benefit for us. We have bus assistants that ride on the buses that help out with people with children with special needs. We have a few positions open for that, starting at $16 an hour. They are guaranteed 30-hour minimum positions. They are nine-month contract positions, 30 hours a week guaranteed with opportunity to make more hours.
What are you looking for the traits in a bus driver? What do they have to survive?
Reliability, dependability, and a great attitude. So that's probably the biggest thing that we need. You know, you're dealing with students every day. We just need to make sure we have the right person in their driving seat to make sure they have a successful ride. I always say that the driver is the most important person that child sees every day because it's the first person they see in the morning and it's the last person they see at the end of the day. We want to make sure they have the right attitude going in and they make sure they have a successful ride going home.
That sounds like a good strategy. What are the steps? Can I just walk in the door and start driving a bus, or what happens?
So there's actually a couple steps. So we actually offer all the training here. All the training is paid training here at Deer Valley. So you just have to walk in, just have a regular driver's license. We will get you your driver's license. We do all the training on site. We do everything here. We third-party test you here. So there is, you actually work for a couple different departments. You actually work for Department of Motor Vehicle. You actually work for DPS and ADOT. So that's actually, you know, different parts because there's student certs. There's ADOT, which is commercial driver's license. So there's several different certifications that you have to get when you're here. But we take care of all that for you.
We take care of everything.
Yep.
Just have to show up.
Just have to show up with the right attitude. Dependable and right attitude.
That's 90%.
Yeah, for sure.
Love it. I'm assuming we're struggling to find drivers as the community in general is looking for workers. What separates Deer Valley from other truck driving? What if I wanted to drive a long haul? What's the plus of driving for a yellow bus?
Well, that's a pretty simple one. You're going to be home every day. You get to go home, see your family at the end of the day every day. Long haul is not going to pay you retirement. We offer Arizona State Retirement Service, you know, Arizona State Retirement. You put in years. You know, once you start collecting that, you're going to get that money for the rest of your life. It's not going to quit.
Nice. And you get to make a difference with the kids'
Absolutely.
Lives.
It's amazing, you know, hearing the stories from the drivers that tell us, you know, at the end of the year or many years later, you know, when these kids come up and they see them in a grocery store, how much of a difference just the bus driver made in their life.
That's for sure. My mother drove for 20 years and has many stories of all the fun she had growing up with the kids from kindergarten all the way through, and got to see them grow and impact their lives. Any other tips we want to give people that might be thinking about? Is there a website to go to? Do they call or they show up at Deer Valley? What happens?
So there's a couple of ways you can actually stop by our transportation office. I always encourage people to stop by our transportation office instead of just, you know, looking at our website and seeing what we have available online. Why don't you come by and let us give you the nickel tour. Let us walk you around. Let me introduce you to the people that have been here 30 plus years, 25 years. You know, we have lots of tenure here, and I'll let you ask the questions of them. Say, how do you like it here? Why have you been here so long? Why is it you want to be here? And you'll answer the questions yourself once you get to meet the people here in the family.
Nice.
It really is a different culture.
It is true. And thanks for your leadership. Appreciate it. Keep up the great work.
You know, Nick brought up a great point there. You get to return home at the end of the afternoon. That's something other truck driving or transportation jobs can't guarantee. But maybe you do want to stay a little late, or catch a movie or a sporting event. Yep, you can do that too with a yellow DVSD bus. But before you think you can just take one of our buses for a spin around town, I'll let one of our own dispatchers, Daniel, explain that part to you.
I'm the lead transportation for Region 3 for Deer Valley School District. I started working here by chance as a driver. I ended up loving it, loving the people. I really invested. I became a trainer. I got certified as a trainer, a behind-the-wheel instructor, a classroom instructor. Eventually became a supervisor. I love leading people. I have one of the biggest regions in our district for transportation. And the people.
It's all about the people.
The people. I love the people that work here. We are, have become like family. We do a lot of things together. Great support systems. Everybody is always willing to step up and help out.
You said Region 3. So obviously there are a lot of regions in Deer Valley. Explain that to someone who wouldn't know. What's Region 3?
So for transportation, it's divided. We have special needs.
Okay.
Then we have Region 1, 2, and 3. And that's broken up by schools.
Okay.
So Region 1 is going to be up north, Boulder Creek, and the feeder schools of Boulder Creek. Region 2 is going to be Deer Valley, Barry Goldwater, and the feeder schools to those. And Region 3 is Sandra Day and Mountain Ridge and the feeder schools to those.
So if I decide I want to ride or drive bus, is there a possibility that I could be driving in where my home is? Or do I just pick a route? Or how does it work if I wanted to come drive here?
So our drivers get routes based off of seniority.
Okay.
And it's a bidding process. So your seniority comes with your certification date.
Okay.
So the day that you are certified as a driver with DVUSD is your seniority date. Then you're in a list. And when we have bids, all the open routes will be posted for all regions. And you're given a bid time based off of your seniority. And when you come into bid, what's available you can pick. So if you do have a preference to drive up by New River and they have an open route and it's on there on the table when you come in, then
okay.
You walk out and now that's your route. You take ownership of it until you decide to give it up.
We're like many businesses. We're always looking for more drivers. I'm assuming you can work as much as you want. Is there some kind of rules or any kind of guidelines that say you can work this many hours? And
for driving, can, yes.
Yeah. Well, like, can I do activities after school? Can I drive the football team to Tempe?
That is correct. Our routes, they all have different FTEs,
okay,
which is an hourly pay. But, yes, there is always extra work. We have field trips during the day. We have midday covers. We have after-school activities like sporting events. And as a driver, they're very cool. If they're going to the movies, you drive them to the movies, but you also get to tag along.
Nice.
And go into the movie and then drive them back. And the same for sporting events.
Okay.
So if you take the team, you get to sit and watch the game and then you take them back.
You don't get to play in the game?
You don't get to play, but you get paid.
Nice.
So
it's like, put me in, coach.
Yeah.
All right. Why Deer Valley? Why should I work here versus maybe driving long haul or driving for UPS? Or why Deer Valley Schools to drive a yellow bus?
We have excellent benefits. We beat out most of the other districts when it comes to benefits, time off paid. We have a total of 24 days total paid. A couple of the other districts that I know off the top of my head are only like two. But also a lot of our drivers like the split shifts. As a driver, they're typically 6 to 9 a.m. Then you have a break in the middle of the day, which allows them to go work out, take out their dogs, run errands, and come back around 1 to 4:30. And those are typically our split shifts.
If you're a crossing guard person in our system, can you also drive bus? And what would I do if I could do that?
It would be determined by our director of transportation as well as who they're working for currently, but the times may conflict on some of those things.
So depending on what you're doing in the machine, the Deer Valley machine, you could also help out as a bus driver.
For sure, and we do have people do that. We have some that, you know, they work on site somewhere, but they come and do trips, after school trips, like sporting events.
Yeah, because this machine goes
nonstop.
Sun up to sun down.
Yeah. And on the weekends. And sometimes on other, you know, over summer, we have plenty of routes this summer. Mm-hmm. We typically have like 12, and we had about 42 this year. So we had plenty of summer work as well. And we have on-site summer work as well, which is all optional for a bus driver because it's a 9-month contract.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
You did a great job.
Thanks.
Sounds like I need to get my license. Get busy.
Yeah, I mean, I put you on one of my buses.
Yeah, makes sense. Let's make it happen.
You heard correct. If you sign up to take students on a field trip or to an athletic event, you can stay for those events and get paid too. Of course, it's not all fun and games. Well, there are games. Tests of bus driver ability and agility. Did you know that Deer Valley graduate is the best bus driver in the state of Arizona? It's true. And his name is Wesley DeWitt. And I had a chance to see his big first place trophy he received, which now sits on the top shelf of his trophies and plaques at the transportation headquarters.
Tell us about yourself and what you do.
I'm Wesley. I drive a bus for Deer Valley. Also athletics dispatcher for transportation. Been driving total 3.5-4 years. Was here for a couple of years and left and did something else. Came back.
Well, I heard you're actually somewhat of a celebrity around here. Tell us about some of your awards.
So when I was here the first time in 2018, I took part in the rodeo. Ended up taking third place that year. Another driver here, Valen, took first place that year.
What's a rodeo? A bus rodeo. Obviously, you're not riding horses.
True. It's basically a giant skills course, how to maneuver the bus, operate it properly, safely, follow the rules of the road in regards to, like, stop signs, stopping to pick up kids and railroad crossings and whatnot. So, and it's just a fun time. We get a whole bunch of drivers out there and some of the assistants go judge, barbecue, hang out, and watch everybody do it. So we did it this past year, past school year, 76, 77 contestants or something, 18 or 20 just from Deer Valley.
Okay.
A whole day thing. So I was one of the last few actually to go. We bring most of the buses down there to use, but there's no guarantee we can use one of our buses. I ended up getting a Washington bus.
Okay.
So
I threw you a curveball.
But I wasn't worried about it. I was just there to hang out, have fun. Somehow ended up winning first place.
Whoa! Wow, so. That is good. You had to pay special attention probably driving a different type of bus. You had to really be on your game.
Yeah, it was a little different than what we're used to driving.
Sure.
So
and you end up winning first place.
Yeah.
Nice. So this for the state? Is this how
it
works?
Yeah, it's just it's statewide.
Okay.
So all the districts in the state are invited to take place. Not all of them show up, but I think we had 27 different districts represented there.
Nice.
So
would they take or take parade down Madison Square? What happened? Did you get a trophy or what?
Got a trophy.
What else happened?
Got a check for $500.
Nice.
And the AAPT who puts on the rodeo is going to get me a jacket at some point.
Ooh.
So.
And have the green jacket, just like the Masters.
I don't know what kind of jacket.
Green Bay Packer hat. Your green hat. What are the characteristics, if I'm looking at maybe being a bus driver someday, what do I need to be a successful bus driver if I was going to walk off the street?
Patience. Some of the kids can definitely test your patience. Understanding that other people driving a normal car don't understand how the bus operates. You know, you need to make a little bit of a wider turn. You know, they don't stop on a dime. And a dedication to the children.
Nice. So. And this is your fourth year of doing it?
Like third or fourth, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive to win the rodeo and be the champ. Now you got bragging rights around here.
Yeah. Keep saying I'm going to quit while I'm ahead, but I guess we'll see you next year.
Nick won't let you. All right. No, you have homework. You have to go find some more bus drivers. Yeah, I know we're always looking for good bus drivers, and it sounds like those are the ingredients to become successful. So congratulations on your win.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you rub it into everyone around here when you get that cool jacket. I want to see it. All right. Nice to meet you, and thanks again for being on my podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Finn.
There you have it. DVST Transportation not only carries our most precious cargo, your children, to and from school and outside events, DVST Transportation is an award-winning operation with the best bus drivers in the state. And you can be a part of this award-winning family by stopping by the transportation office on North 51st Avenue in Glendale or by visiting careers.dvsd.org. I'm Dr. Finch. Thanks for joining me as you now have the inside scoop on DVUSD with the Soup Scoop Podcast.